You're tuned to KBOO Portland. It's 10 o'clock and time for Health Watch. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Awakened Media, presenting The Real Dirt on Farmer John, a film about the true story of the maverick farmer John Peterson's hero's journey of life, love, death, and sweet potatoes. Opens Wednesday, February 1st at Cinema 21. Information at therealdirt.net. Also, by the way of health, a nonprofit health clinic emphasizing internal medicine, including special programs for mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, Chinese medicine, and acupuncture. The Way of Health is located at the corner of Southeast Market at 106th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-788-4165. Here comes Dr. Naaman with Health Watch. The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment. The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naaman, your host. Today's guests are Dr. Kimberly Winstar and Dr. Steven Stamberg Lewis. Dr. Winstar is a naturopathic physician who has practiced in Portland for 15 years. She's a teacher and clinical supervisor at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and co-creator of the Advanced Gynecology Seminar Series for medical students and physicians. Dr. Stamberg Lewis is also a naturopathic physician and full-time faculty member at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine. A unique aspect of his teaching style is the use of music with lyrics to help students remember key aspects of diseases. Dr. Stamberg Lewis also supervises students in general naturopathic practice, as well as biofeedback and energetic psychology. They are both here today to talk about approaches for prevention and treatment for cardiovascular disease, and also the free heart health clinic offered by the naturopathic clinic. So this is a great opportunity for our listeners to ask some questions to some very experienced local practitioners. So if you want to join the conversation today about heart health, the number here at Health Watch is 503-231-8187. Welcome to Health Watch. So let's start out with a question I think a lot of our listeners might have. Either one of you can answer or both, but what is naturopathic medicine offering? Why should someone seek out a naturopath for heart health specifically versus just going to their general practitioner, assuming they have one?
Well, the thing I would say about naturopathic medicine that would be helpful with heart health is that we offer a very broad scope of treatment options and prevention options and education for heart disease process. So diet, exercise, stress management, emotional support work, and then a whole host of botanicals and nutraceuticals. And then if people have a difficult time in making lifestyle changes, which is often the case for people, it's not easy to quit smoking or start an exercise program and stick with it or change your diet. We have other tools, energetic medicine, in the form of homeopathy and other types of medicine that can help people undo the blocks that are in the way that keep them from making healthy choices in their life. So that would be one reason.
And we were talking before the show that actually a large percentage of people with heart disease or heart disease in general can be prevented or reversed with lifestyle and diet changes. And you were mentioning that there have been some studies on that.
There are a lot of studies on that. And one study that really almost makes me fall off my seat every time I read it when I teach cardiovascular medicine and cardiovascular disease and menopause is that 80% of cardiovascular disease can be prevented if you stay fit, healthy, exercise, moderate to vigorously every day, eat a healthy diet, don't smoke, and aren't obese. Those four things, 80%.
So where do naturopaths start with regards to diet? I know there's a lot of controversy about nutrition. For instance, we have a lot of guests on the show, and that's one of the most popular topics. And one person will say, eat a lot of protein, don't eat any simple carbohydrates. And the other person says, eat very little protein, eat a lot of complex carbohydrates. How do you start on sifting through all of this conflicting nutritional data and finding a sensible plan that's going to help people with their heart health?
Well, when it comes to diet, it's an individualized thing. And so to say that there's one diet that suits everyone is usually a mistake. So you have to look at the person's genetic makeup, what works for them. Some people, and probably most of the listeners already know this, some people, the best diet for them is mostly protein and no grain at all. And that's a perfect diet for them. For other people, that would never work, and they really need a more vegetarian, grain-based diet, whole grains. And you can look at the results by their body type. You can look at the results by their blood testing. And you can see what's working for them. Their blood sugar is a big factor, too, of course. And that's why sugar and grain has a lot to do with cardiovascular risk, because insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes has everything to do with high blood pressure, high triglycerides, all the risk factors for heart disease.
So part of a visit with a naturopath would be evaluating to figure out what the ideal diet for that person would be. And then how do you take the next step with helping motivate change, with motivating change for a patient? It's often tied in with a lot of emotions, I would imagine, for people, especially if their diet is very far away from what their ideal situation should be.
Well, one of the things I try to teach the students and my experience with patients is that building relationship with people that come in to see me is probably the most important tool for healing. And so if I'm truly in relationship with my patients, I can see and we can get to the place where they can start by getting honest about what's real for you here as far as this diet. This is what the recommendations are. How do you feel about that? And investigating where someone is, finding out if it's possible for them or not, and what is possible, and what isn't possible, and why isn't it possible, and then helping them examine what gets in the way, what comes up for them when they make these changes, what feelings, what thoughts, what goes on, and then how can we work on that? So that's probably the other aspect of looking at how to make permanent changes for somebody.
We're talking today with Dr. Steven Sandberg-Lewis and Dr. Kimberly Winstar about cardiovascular health, a natural approach. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number here at the studio is 503-231-8187. So part of the Healthy Heart Clinic is figuring out how to screen for your risk, I would imagine, and what you're offering. And I know that's also a really confusing thing, and it seems like that's an evolving thing in medicine right now. What is the borderline for high blood pressure? What's a healthy cholesterol? And then all of these new tests that are coming out to assess heart risk, I think that's probably confusing both for doctors and for patients. What And I know we were discussing before the show also that the when to start screening has even changed. So what is the emphasis for screening? Like, when should people start, and what are some of the major things they should be looking for?
Well, according to the new guidelines as of 2004, which is not really new, but it's relatively new, through the American Heart Association, it needs to start at age 20, which I think a lot of people are surprised by, and I think a lot of physicians don't even really know that at this point. You start at 20, and every 5 years you need to screen lipids and glucose, fasting, and every 2 years blood pressure, pulse, and BMI and waist circumference for both men and women. And that starts at 20 because the reason that the guidelines have become so moved up so much and so stringent is because heart disease is the number one killer for both men and women in our country. Over 1 million people die every year of heart disease. So it's extremely important that we start early. We really should be starting with children, and hopefully that will start to happen more.
Let's take our first caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Your topic is cardiovascular issues. Well, you know, even I know personally my health and my heart aren't in the best way, but I see for years what bothers me every day, year in and year out, dealing with everyone who's in this fast-moving and expecting instant response, that affects my, whether it's healthy or not, my body, my nervous system, and my heart. And also I wanted to ask, I don't know if you know anything about nitroglycerin, I'm just wondering if that's just a thing that they give poor people with heart problems just to placate us psychologically. But anyway, I'll listen to what you have to say. Bye.
Thank you for the question.
Well, nitroglycerin is a substance that can be taken as a medicine under the tongue or in the mouth, and there are long-acting ones as well that can be swallowed that are converted into something called nitric oxide, which has the natural ability in the body to dilate blood vessels. So it's especially used for ischemic heart disease where people have inadequate oxygen and blood supply to their heart muscle. And usually those people have angina pain that comes on during walking or exerting themselves. And so it's actually a reasonable treatment. But it's sort of like taking aspirin for a headache. It does, you know, it does something, but there's no lasting effect. The long-lasting effect would be to treat the underlying cause of the inadequate blood supply, and nitroglycerin doesn't do that. Your other question about how intensity and rate and rhythm of modern life affects people, that's absolutely essential piece of the cause, whether it's video games or television or schedules or, you know, anything about the pace of modern life, these things do tend to put people in a more sympathetic dominant state, meaning their nervous system is keyed up for fight, flight, or freezing. And what we try to do, we actually have a special clinic on Wednesday afternoons at NCNM First Avenue, and we call it the Sci-Fi Clinic, short for psychophysiology, or how the mind affects the body. And what we try to do there is teach people techniques to improve the parasympathetic part of their nervous system, which is the rest and digest, rather than the fight or flight or freeze. And it's well known that improving parasympathetic activity in the nervous system is what calms the heart, improves digestion, improves normal function, rather than keying people up for a fight to the death.
And is that going to be part of the Healthy Heart Clinic, doing some of that teaching of how to retrain your nervous system?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the free trials that people can partake in, that afternoon is to try out the Respirate machine, which is a little device with headphones that guides your breathing to slow down the rate, increase the length of exhalation, which triggers more of a parasympathetic rest or digest response. And is that little machine is FDA approved for lowering blood pressure. The other one is Heart Math. Sounds like you have to do math, but you don't. The machine does it. And what it does is it gives you feedback about when you're in the cardiovascular health zone with your pulse. There's actually a difference in the speed of the pulse that can be measured, not when you put your finger on your arm, but when you have a machine that can check the pulse between inhalation and exhalation each time, that little modulation, that slowing down and speeding up. And that little bit of difference between breathing in and out and the pulse rate is very, very important for a healthy cardiovascular system, and the machine helps you to see where you are.
That does seem to be a missing piece, in the sense that a lot of people probably go to their doctor with high blood pressure and they tell them, you need not to be as stressed. But how do they get to the place where they can be less stressed? There's very little offered in terms of figuring out a way to get from a more stressful lifestyle to a less stressful lifestyle. And I imagine that these tools are part of that approach.
These tools are part of that approach. And as well, when we're actually seeing people in the clinic, we find out what's eating people. You know, what's eating you, what's bugging you, and find out what the core issues are. And if they feel ready to deal with that, we have lots of tools to help resolve those unresolved emotional states that tie people up and put them in this sympathetic state that makes them much more prone to heart disease.
And Dr. Winstar, you were mentioning some of the research that Dr. Dean Ornish has been doing around emotions and stress and heart disease. I'd love if you could mention some of the things you were talking about earlier about isolation and loneliness and how that could feed into an increased risk of having a heart problem, an actual physical heart problem.
Yeah, it's very interesting. As I listened to Stephen speak about that there's so much literature, and if you read Dean Ornish's work in reversing heart disease, which came out in 1991, and then his book after that, Love and Survival, he has enormous amount of journal article literature stated in those books about the relevance and the shifts in people that feel connected, you know, emotionally connected from their hearts to either other people, community. Even there was a study even done that said people who either lived with someone or something, even a plant or a goldfish, not even just a pet, which we know a lot about cats and dogs and having animals like that lowers blood pressure, how important that is. And they found that people that lived with a plant had less cardiovascular disease than people who lived with nothing that they cared for. So that's just one little study, but I think that's very significant.
And also, I would imagine in some cases it could even override some of other less healthy lifestyle choices.
Yeah, there's a lot of information and literature out there about communities. In fact, one of my students just told me the other day that a professor was discussing a literature citing that this community it was in either Russia or Ukraine or one of those countries, that they had poor lifestyle habits, drinking, smoking, poor diet, and they were sedentary, but they were very close-knit community, very connected, and they had relatively little, I don't think they had any heart disease. And a number of them left the community to move out and had the same lifestyle habits, but weren't as connected, lost that connection, and within a number of years developed cardiovascular disease. So it just goes along with what Dr. Ornish has been working on for years.
We're talking today with Dr. Kimberly Winstar and Dr. Stephen Sandberg-Lewis about naturopathic approaches to cardiovascular health. If you'd like to join the conversation here, the number is 503-231-8187. I know we don't have a lot of time to go over this, but one controversy we have with guests regarding heart health on Health Watch is around cholesterol. We do have some guests who come on and say cholesterol is over-exaggerated as a cause or as a marker because 50% of people who have heart problems don't have high cholesterol. And other people respond saying that it is definitely the major marker, and it's only that the ranges are not right. And so those 50% that don't have high cholesterol actually do, but the ranges have been getting larger and larger as averages for normal because the population's getting more and more unhealthy. Do you have any thoughts on this? I know we can't get into this in big detail, but...
Well, what I understand about that and what I use in my practice is that there are two markers that seem to have the most accurate ability to predict heart disease. One of those is total cholesterol to HDL cholesterol ratio. If you look at both of those factors, a higher HDL and a lower total cholesterol. Just looking at total cholesterol without the HDL is not as useful. It has some use. Excuse me. And in addition, there's the C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. So the idea is if you put the two of those together, and a C-reactive protein, the lower it is, the better, because there's less general inflammation in the body. The idea is that you have to have a certain degree of inflammation going on, perhaps even that inflammation is triggered by certain microorganisms. And with that inflammation, if the total cholesterol and HDL ratio is off, then you have a higher risk. And so if I have a patient who has a total cholesterol of 230, but they have which is a little bit on the high side, and a HDL, which is quite high, which is protective, say it's about 75, and their C-reactive protein is very low, less than 1, I'm not going to get too upset about that compared to the opposite kind of situation.
Well, let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Dr. Sandberg Lewis mentioned that during the Wednesday afternoon clinics, people have a chance to, you know, say what's eating them. And I just wondered, you know, what do people say when during those clinics and also in private consultation? I'm kind of interested in, you know, what really is eating people when they come and talk to the doctor as opposed to what's otherwise circulated in the public domain. And I'll take your answer offline. Thanks.
So you're interested in what some of the core issues are for people. You know, it can be almost anything, but some common things are relationships, something as slight as, you know, he hurt me and he never said he was sorry. You know, that could be something. That could be an unresolved issue that could go on and color a person's future life if it never gets resolved. It can be big things. You know, it could be how somebody was treated when they were a child or abused or neglected. It could be something that you'd guess because it seems so big, something like sexual abuse. And that's especially true with irritable bowel syndrome, too. But sometimes it's something much smaller. You know, sometimes it's just something about over-judgmental expectations. Somebody has a very high expectation of themselves, and they just never let themselves off the hook. And they probably learned that early on. So sometimes we have to go back and look at that. But it can be something really relatively minor that just is never resolved and keeps on grinding away at that person, creating stress.
Let's try to squeeze in one more call before the end of the show. Welcome to Health Watch. If you can keep your question brief, that would be great.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
The question is, the effectiveness of chelation as a therapy, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Chelation. I get a lot of very, very, very happy patients from chelation. I don't do chelation, but I refer patients for it. Intravenous chelation is a technique that's used by naturopaths and other types of physicians to, some people say, rotor-rooter out your arteries. Unlike surgery and local procedures, this is a procedure that improves the patency or the ability of blood to flow through all the arteries in the body. And it's usually used along with nutrition and other methods. But it's such a useful tool, especially I've had some patients that I would call brittle stroke patients. They were just, at any time they could have another stroke, and they've had several. And using the intravenous chelation is such a great way to lower the risk and normalize the blood flow to whatever part, in this case, the brain.
Well, let's take the couple minutes we have left and talk specifically about the Healthy Heart Clinic that's being offered for free and what it involves, and also the details of when it is and what the phone number is and that sort of thing.
Well, the Healthy the Heart Health Clinic that we're offering at First Avenue Clinic is on Saturday, February 25th. It begins at 1. We're going to have an hour worth of talks, one by one of the Chinese medicine doctors we have on staff for Chinese medicine and heart disease, and then several by one by myself and a couple other naturopathic physicians on naturopathic medicine and heart health. And then after that hour, we're going to offer free sessions on assessing your risk factors and going over what risk factors that you have and how important it is to address them, and making recommendations to come back or to look at different things for each person on the naturopathic side. And then also Dr. Chen is going to be offering short acupuncture sessions. And then I'll let Dr. Sandberg Lewis say what he's going to offer as well, he and his wife, in their sessions.
Are these sessions, do you need to make an appointment in advance to show up to the heart clinic, or do you just show up at the time?
You show up, and you can hear the lectures at the beginning, and then you can sign up to go in for a session while you're there. No pre-signups. Yeah, and as I mentioned before, Kayla and myself are going to lead some students in doing Respirate, which sounds kind of complicated, but it's just a simple little machine that guides your rate and rhythm of breathing to increase your relaxation response. And the other is HeartMath, which looks at the heart rate to do the same thing.
And could you give the phone number of, if someone had wanted to call and find out more information about the heart clinic?
It's 503-552-1551.
And we'll leave all of this information at the front desk if people can't write all this down in time and want more information on the Healthy Heart Clinic. But it was great having you both here. Do you have any final thoughts?
The last thing I wanted to say is that people can sign up for all three types of sessions, because they'll be going on for 2 hours, and they're about 20 minutes each approximately. So you could actually do all three of them when you come, and they're all free. We'd love to see as many people come to try to prevent heart disease in their lifetime.
It was great having you both on Health Watch. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We were talking today with Dr. Steven Sandberg-Lewis and Dr. Kimberly Winstar about naturopathic approaches to cardiovascular disease. Stay tuned for the rest of the Monday morning radio zine.